Texte numéro 33. Europe's unique trials in food social security. On a crisp winter morning in Skærbeek, a vibrant neighbourhood in northeast Brussels, Marie-Christine Hache walks the aisles of Bees Co-op supermarket, filling her cart with organic fruit, vegetables, nuts, rice, pulses and pasta. For Hache, the burden of grocery shopping amidst record high prices has been eased through her participation in one of two novel initiatives trialling social security for food. The affordability of food is a growing concern for increasing numbers of households worldwide, as people struggle to cope with the greatest cost of living crisis in a generation, with some forced to cut back on food to meet other essential expenses. Food insecurity is on the rise around the world. The idea of social security for food might sound far-fetched, but through recently launched projects in Montpellier in France and Brussels in Belgium, burgeoning collectives of NGOs, farmers, researchers and citizens are experimenting with the idea that quality, nutritious and organic food should be accessible to everyone, regardless of income. Eating healthy and having access to quality food is expensive, and only a minority of the population can afford to do so, says Margarita Villa, project manager at Bees Co-op. Inspired by universal healthcare systems, such as those in France and Belgium, civil society groups have proposed establishing a new branch of social security, under which each citizen would receive a monthly allowance enabling them to buy food meeting certain environmental and ethical criteria. As the costs of the modern globalised industrial food system, biodiversity loss, labour exploitation, food waste, disease, have come into sharper focus in recent years, calls to transform it have intensified. Effectively addressing these issues requires a systemic approach, which is where social security for food comes in, explains Jonathan Push, advocacy officer on the right to food and nutrition at FIAN Belgium. Under the proposed scheme for France and Belgium, each person would automatically receive a fixed sum every month through, for example, a designated card. Like healthcare, the system would be financed through contributions from each citizen proportional to their income, yet all would receive €150 monthly, in effect helping redistribute wealth from those with the most means to those with the least. Further funding could be raised through a state contribution, for example from taxes on profits of multinational food companies, or through increasing excise duties on nutritionally unhealthy products such as alcohol or tobacco. Politically, some people say the idea is utopic, says Push. I don't think it's utopic. It's just a choice for society to say we're going to increase our contribution and we want to put that money here. Adapted from BBC Future, March 2023.